Martin, you know, the Election Commission, as per the Constitution, is a member of the executive. And the president also, despite it being one of the institutions that is in the Constitution in its attorney position, but because of some of the actions that have been taken according to the letter, the president wrote the chair of the NEC, based on the challenges that have been happening at the institution, some unilateral that the chairperson has taken over the past time, even when she was warned firing of 25 members of the commission, closing the institution for a period of a month, which jeopardizes the running candidate of the institution, especially with the pending by-election. And because of those, the president felt that it was important to take that action to ensure that the sanity can be restored at the institution.
I know the statement says indefinite suspension, but let me ask, how long is indefinite?
Indefinite can be a long one. So as soon as the president decides what the next course of action is, he will also be coming to the public with that.
So what would this mean for future election preparation and execution? Because my understanding is that there should be by-election coming up perhaps in the next 2 months. Who takes care of that?
Well, the institution is an active institution. There is the Board of Commissioners. So whatever the action is, if the chairperson remains under suspension, the institution functions, and all activities continue as it is to the upcoming by-elections will continue as well.
So should we expect that someone is going to be appointed in order for the institution to continue?
As I said, there hasn't been any further action taken as yet, but there is a functioning Board of Commissioners, and the institution will continue to function even without the chairperson.
I've been reading now, some people are criticizing the president and your government. Some people claim some dictatorial decisions have been made. Let me get you a chance to comment on some of these criticisms.
Well, I mean, all the actions that the president has taken, they're all in the confines of the law and the legal instruments that is being referenced here. Is that the president can take actions against any of such institutions for a cause. So if you read the letter that the president wrote, the chairperson of the commission was violation of the new elections law, because the new elections law explicitly stated that the chairperson, or not any member of the Board of Commissioners, can unilaterally take key decisions of the institution, talking of the closure of the institution, the firing of staff, and a number of other, you know, things. So to do that, you will be violating the law that created the institution. And more so, that the action of the president did not just happen abruptly. There were a number of engagements with the chairperson and other members of the commission. When the challenges started, the number of protest actions that were taken, and the chairperson was written and was asked to reinstate those people. And executives, particularly the office of the president, had taken seize of the matter. Unfortunately, the NEC chairperson did not heed to, you know, those advisories.